Hello, there you are. Right on time. Welcome back to the Velvet Shell Spa, Sailor. Yeah, the gals told me that's what they call you. Yeah, I know. They tell me you're not actually a sailor. But come on, I get it. You spend so much time down at the docks that the nickname just stuck. At this point, I don't think anyone knows your real name but me, who finally wrote up your record. Hmm? Oh, no. Sorry, you're still Sailor. Now, okay, let's see. I've got to put this down into your file. What you booked up for. You really decided to treat yourself. Aurelia and Ravain? What a combination you've got. Ravain handling the acupuncture, while Aurelia works a chiropractic magic, you know. Between the two of them, they should have every knot, ache, and stubborn bit of tension convinced to pack its bags and move out. That's one way to turn into a puddle of goo. Okay. Right. You're all checked in. We don't get many guests booking one of our new VIP tandem sessions, so they were excited to see that you were one of the first. Yeah, they all seem to love you. Let me tell you, you must be a real peach of a client. I mean, you seem polite enough to me, but I'm not the one running my appendages all over you, so what do I know now? I have to say, I'm impressed. These packages are not exactly cheap. So, dock work must be paying better than everyone says, or you've been squirreling your coin away for a while. Good for you, honestly. I mean, you spend enough nights hauling crates and helping ships come and go, you deserve to be the one getting looked after for a change. Yeah. Okay, they're waiting for you in the new wing in the back. They'll meet you and take you to the space Repent had created for these kinds of treatments. So just scrub up in the clean rooms and then go on through. Yeah, okay. Enjoy your VIP package, Sailor.
Is he here?
Sorry, Mandry. She was getting impatient. I told her just to wait.
Tardiness is unacceptable. We will have more clients in an hour, and we're still refining our timing on these tandem sessions.
Now slow your slither, Aurelia. He's getting ready now.
There. See, Aurelia? No need to be, pushy.
The efficiency of his schedule is only valid when the clients show up on time.
I'd agree with you, Ari. Sweet scales, beautiful angel snake, but he was here on time. I just rambled a bit, and he's taken a bit getting ready. Looked a little more grubby than usual, must have had a rough night. Besides, the actual start time of the treatment is more of an estimate.
I hate estimates.
Unless it's for your weekly coin.
Is the fuzzball being assertive now?
No. Yes, I guess.
Good. I like it.
Here's our sailor right now, all freshly cleaned and in a soft robe. He's all yours, gals.
Come with us. Time is of the essence.
I promise she'll still treat you well. She's only a bit on edge because,
I am approaching my shedding cycle. You could say it makes me feel like I'm crawling out of my skin.
My God, was that a joke? Does this shedding cycle peel away your cold demeanor too?
Just an explanation. Fear not, little human. I am fully capable of doing my job. Were I too distracted or weak, I would admit defeat and coil up in my rafters. But I am several days from that point.
Her regular clients are going to miss her so desperately.
They shall line up for my services once I am refreshed.
I don't doubt it.
Enough chit-chat. I doubt our sailor here is interested in any of this banter. Here we are. Place your robe on the bench and lie down on the prepared table. Face down as usual. To give you a bit of understanding on how this works, I told you before that my coils can sense tension better than my eyes can see it. And Ravain's needles can influence the flow of energy in ways my techniques cannot reach. When combined, our approaches complement each other to an extent that even I did not foresee.
I'll stand at your right, and Aurelia will take the left for now. If you feel overwhelmed at any point, please tell us right away and we'll adjust our methods. We're still learning, but based on the way your back responded during your last treatments, I think you'll handle this beautifully.
Let me feel along your spine first. I need to know which vertebrae require my attention. Hold still. I will place both of my palms flat across your back. Cluster of resistance along your lower back has returned. And the muscles around your ribs are tighter than they were last time. You have been straining again. Do not bother denying it. Your muscles betray the truth every time.
Yes, I can already see several points where the energy is blocked. The way your shoulders rise when you breathe tells me your chest pathway is overloaded. And the tremor near your lower ribs indicates emotional residue that has not been released. So I'll start with the needles along your upper back. But only after Aurelia has finished warming the tissue. It's better when I place the needles after her initial pressure work.
Very well. I will warm the muscles first. You can feel the warmth gathering beneath your skin, can't you? Good. You are responding quickly today. The muscles are loosening at a much faster rate than usual. Press. Breathe deep and
very good.
Crack. Very good.
That's right.
Very good. That loosened the entire region. Here, higher up next. Warming, pressing, and crack. Excellent. I will perform one final manual adjustment before involving my coils. This one is between your shoulder blades and will require slightly more pressure. Breathe deeply again
And crack. Oh, well, your muscles soften beautifully right away. Okay, I can begin placing the needles now. Let me start here along your shoulder. There, good. Now the second point. Perfect. Oh, you're relaxing already.
So relaxed.
Your energy's already flowing more evenly. And the warmth from Aurelia's palms has opened the surface pathways for easier access. Oh, it's incredible. Okay, I'll place several needles, just the right points along your spine. Each one will help your body adjust more fully while Aurelia's coils apply their pressure in a minute. Going to weave a thin silk connection between these needles. It will amplify the effect of the spinal adjustment once Aurelia begins the next stage. Here we go. Yes, just a few. I promise we've practiced this enough to know what we're doing. I promise. Safe with us.
So safe. Now, move back slightly, Ravain. I am going to wrap you up where there are no needles. We've mapped this path to make this possible.
Oh, yes. We promise. I know just where to put the needles so she can still slip her coils around you without disturbing them. And I'll stay close enough to monitor the needles too, but not so close that I interfere. Just relax. We've got you.
My coils will lift you slightly. Do not tense. You will feel as though you are suspended. But I am supporting every part of you. The pressure must be evenly distributed, especially with the needles in place.
Very good.
Steady.
That's right.
There. Steady. Feel how my coils adjust their grip, changing the angle across your ribs and hips. This allows your spine to extend safely. I will apply the first coil wave now. The motion will push the energy upward toward the Ravain's needle. And then she will guide it back down.
I can see the energy pulse through the needles as she moves you. This is such an extraordinary feat. The flow is stronger during the solo treatment, but this is still very beneficial. Let me just drop down from the ceiling and adjust the silk. Here, just a moment. Oh, yeah, I've got you. Don't be alarmed. I'm just hovering over you. You're not on the table anymore, but you're lifted up high enough that I have to hang down from above here. Okay. All right. I'm going to place two more needles along your lower back. Aurelia, hold them a bit still for a minute.
Very well.
Okay. All right. Little sting. Good. Your breath is changing. Quieting. Yeah. That means the treatment's working. I'm so glad that you're not one of the clients who gets frightened and bails. That's happened a few times.
Short-sighted, simple-minded bigots.
Oh, come on now, Aurelia. I don't think they were bigots. It's just how many humans have been lifted up by Inaga's coils while a Drider spider girl suspended above them. I mean, some humans, you can understand, would be frightened even if they decided to give it a try.
You are a naive, sweet soul spider. Alright. Second wave. This one will be stronger. Keep your breath steady. The waving ripples of my tail encourages the natural curve of your spine to return to its proper shape. I will add a gentle twist, but it will be controlled. My coils know exactly how far to turn your body without compromising the needle.
Incredible. The needles along your ribs are glowing with energy now. I'm going to place one near your heart pathway. This will help with emotional clarity and release the tension that's settled in your chest. Here we are. Little sting. Just here. Perfect. I'll weave another silk thread, connecting it to the line running down your spine. Do you feel that spreading warmth? That's the energy harmonizing with the skeletal alignment.
I will perform spiral decompression next. You remember this from your last session. My coils will rotate in opposite directions while holding your torso firmly. With the needles in place, the effect may feel even more intense. But I have coordinated the timing with Ravain. You are safe.
Amazing, Aurelia.
Thank you, Fuzzball.
Aurelia is going to ease off a little, and I'm going to place the final set of needles. These will go into the tops of your shoulders, where the tension is most stubborn. Okay, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. Good, good. And another little sting. Good. Now I'll attach the final silk filaments Here we go.
This is the final wave. It will be slow, heavy, and thorough. My coils will wrap entirely around the length of your torso, and I will apply a rhythmic constriction that pushes your energy into alignment with the needles even farther. Hold still. Stay limp like that. Trust the pressure. Pressure is rising, holding and releasing, sweeping down your spine. Your body is softening in exactly the way that we require. You have done remarkably.
The energy web is fully engaged. Your entire aura is so much brighter and calmer at the same time. It's far more balanced than when you got here. Yes, it's beautiful. I love seeing this result when people trust us.
Trust is the greatest form of strength.
Oh, you think so?
In a way. All right, perhaps not the greatest, but a great feat of strength to hand oneself over to another, physically, emotionally, any other way. It takes a strength to admit to oneself when that is required.
I see. I agree with you, but you should avoid waxing poetic and saying definitive things like that.
I don't have to take this from a fuzzball who stammers over her words.
You have a point. All right. Now, I'm going to begin removing the needle slowly.
Here.
Yes. First one. Third one. Each time I pull out a needle, it releases one last little bit of tension. Makes it slip away like sand sliding from the stone.
Poetic. I like it. I will lower you back down to the table. My coils are going to release slowly. Do not attempt to sit up or roll to your back. Ravain has not finished pulling out the needles. And also your muscles need a moment to adjust.
There. Just rest. Feel the weight of your body returning, but don't fight it. Let it weigh you down pleasantly and ground you as you rediscover the support of the table. Still taking out the dismantle. the needles are removed and the silk is dissolved. Oh, your energy is so calm and steady now.
Your spine is aligned. Your muscles are softened. And your breath is deeper than when you entered this room. You handled this combination treatment with impressive strength.
It would be wonderful to treat you again together, if ever you wanted to book us again.
Return in 1 week, if possible.
Really, I said if they wanted to.
Your body will benefit greatly from another shared session. I enjoy working with this fuzzball. Together we accomplish great things.
Yes, it's true. We've been able to do more for clients together than we can on our own. It's been truly an incredible discovery. Take your time. Just lay here and relax. There's no rush to leave. You booked the VIP package after all.
When you do return home, drink plenty of water. Do not strain yourself. And remember, strength grows best when the body is cared for properly.
It was wonderful treating you today, Sailor.
Indeed. Good day.
Good day.